Good morning, Vashon, and welcome to playoff basketball. This morning, the Vashon Pirates are taking on the Seattle Christian Warriors in a loser-out game and with the chance to go on to regionals. Game's underway. Pirates win the tip. Julian Toome is going to bring the ball into front court, setting up the offense. Pass near side wing to Reese Carlton. Pirates are going to work their offense. Trying to go inside now to Maxwell Delgado Williams. Over to Reese Carlton. Carlton trying to get into the key, but blocked by Trey Baskett for the Warriors. Now Delgado Williams down the low block. Nothing there. Ball comes loose, but Reese Carlton maintains possession. And now takes a shot. Misses Lebarski on the rebound for the Warriors.
Yeah, and so they worked the ball around pretty well, and then they kind of had to force a shot up, and that's a little bit overshot by Reese Carlton there.
Yep. And now we got
Jordan Clark.
Thank you, Jordan Clark. I was about to say Clark.
He was in, and the good news is that he missed his first shot.
Yeah.
And so he's...
Well, you wonder. It's a little bit chilly this morning. The gym's chilly. You know, things aren't warmed yet.
Yeah.
The players out there, you know, got to get warmed up themselves.
Yeah.
Before it.
Morning games are really, they're a different beast.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know, like you say, it's cold. The gym's cold. You've still just woken up. So this will be an interesting game.
Yeah. But a lot of these guys are probably still in bed at this time being high school kids. And now Ben Larson with a shot underneath. Rebound by Brent Richards for the Warriors as Larson missed that first shot.
Yeah, and I sent an inspirational message to the boys this morning, including the picture of the 2009 state champ that you sent me.
Yeah.
And here's Trey Baskett with his first shot.
Yep, he misses that one too.
Yep. And one of the things I said is to work for a good shot. Don't throw up a bad shot. Work to get a great shot. And right now we're kind of forcing bad shots, and that's frustrating. The only good thing about it is that Christian's doing the same thing.
And now, nice feed from Delgado Williams to Ben Larson underneath, and Ben's able to score up off the glass.
Yep, and he was in shooting position. He had his hands up under the hoop, and all he had to do was score, and he did it perfectly. Here's Jordan Clark with a three, and he hits it, and so he's warming up.
Yep. And Jordan Clark, as we know, is always hot in the first quarter. So we'll see if he maintains that.
Yeah, he has a history of being hot in the first quarter, and then the defense kind of tightens up on him.
And the offense is going to run through him all game.
Yep.
He won't come out.
And here's Hawkins with his first shot.
Yeah, there we go.
And it's been good. And we need that badly.
We do.
He's been in a big slump.
Yep.
And so that is a great way to start.
So Pirates, with a couple minutes gone, are up 5-3 in the early going here. Got Kassebaum with the ball over to Clark. Clark, gets a nice shooter's roll and drops it in.
Crazy bounce. It was a fall-away jumper with the defender in his face behind the backboard, and he bounces it off the rim into the hoop.
Now Finn Hawkins takes another three. That one rims off, and Ben Larson on the rebound gets hammered by Brent Richards, but no call. So Julie Toot is going to take a shot of his own. This is Jordan Clark on the rebound.
Yeah, and those are those second-chance shots, you know, and maybe that was a bit of a force because we had new 30 seconds to work around, but it was actually a good look. It just didn't go in. I wouldn't have minded moving that ball around a little bit more for an easy layup or something like that.
Yeah, Lebarski into the key, pulls that, takes a shot. That rims off Finn Hawkins on the rebound for the Pirates.
Yeah, and Lebarski was the one that really we had a hard time with last game.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm happy to see that he's not hitting right away.
Right. Well, they put him down in that near side corner and just fed him the ball, and the Pirates did not get good help defense. And now Delgado Williams with
beautiful. The ball was stripped by from Ben Larson, ended up in the hands of Delgado Williams, and he attacked the hoop and scored. I love it.
Yep. 7-5 Pirates. Now Jordan Clark with the ball into the key, up off the glass. He misses, but there's going to be a foul going against Reese Carlton.
Yeah, so it looks like we're kind of switching off on who's guarding Jordan right now.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it was Reese Carlton. He did.
Yep.
He had a kind of a Jordan made a crossover from left to right, and
yep,
then attacked. And one thing I'm also noticing is we're not getting a ton of help when we guard Jordan right now, which I think is a good thing. I think we actually have overhelped in the past.
Yeah.
and then we've left somebody open for easy shots.
Right, and that's in the game we saw a couple weeks ago. That's what happened with Trey Baskett, where he hit about 7 3-pointers. And then last game, LaVarge,
yep,
too, was able to drive the baseline the whole game and score.
And that was all it was all because we were over-guarding Jordan Clark.
Yeah.
So you got two or three guys there, and then they found the open man. And so I think it's better that we keep just one guy on Jordan Clark. The gym is so quiet right
now. Yeah, right.
I mean, we're talking.
I think everyone's waiting.
We don't want to disturb anyone, and we're talking quiet.
Yeah.
So quiet.
Maybe we need
like
to pick it up,
game.
Too. Yeah.
Yep.
So with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's tied 7-7 as Clark hit both of his free throws now. Julian Toomey takes a shot, misses. Brent Richards on the rebound.
Yeah, and he's off, and I hope that doesn't affect him. He should be confident to keep shooting because he can really hit those. And it's just quiet. It's different. The running games are a lot different.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
So we're getting going here, and C.L. Christian working with the ball in their office basket inside the Clark. Ball comes loose.
Beautiful.
Up. Yep, knocked
beautiful.
Away by, was that Finn
Hawkins? By Tumen.
And now he's got, wow. Pirates,
yep, so Ben Larson had the ball, went up, and almost got swatted by Jordan Clark, and he ended up getting it out. But now Jordan Clark does end up stealing the ball.
Yep. Maybe in an ill-advised pass.
Yep.
Tumen trying to get down in the corner, I think, down to Finn Hawkins. But now ball comes loose again.
Yeah, same play. Yep. So this is clever. Julian Tumen is playing position play against Jordan Clark, and that means to be in the passing lane, and it's worked twice now, so let's hopefully this turns into points. Reese Carlton puts up a shot. Beautiful short shot.
After a nice
mid-range.
Ball fake. Ball fake got the defender to go by him, and he just took one dribble with an open shot and hit it. Now Jordan Clark's going to take
three.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's
just not fair.
Yeah.
Just not fair.
Yeah, he's just a great shooter.
He launches. I mean, he's a great shooter. He can drive well. He can jump. And he hit that one from just about NBA range.
So C.L. Christian takes the lead 10-9 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Reed Stromberg in the game now. And Julian Tune ball going high to Stromberg. Stromberg's going to pull a take shot.
Beautiful. I just love that mid-range jumper. If you're inside the paint and you're close to the free throw line, shoot the ball. It's a free throw. And Reed Stromberg just did. Beautiful shot.
And now,
oh boy.
And Clark takes another long-range three, but misses it.
Almost getting cocky here. Like he's getting even farther away. That was even farther away. Yeah, so Reed Stromberg, Reese Carlton attacks, and it was a good attack.
Fouled, very good attack.
Got fouled, and now he's on the free throw line. So I like the way these guys are playing.
Yep, and that's going against Brent Richards for the Warriors. Both teams with one team foul. Pirates leading 11-10. Now 12-10 as Carlton hits the first of his two free throws.
Yeah, they're playing well. I really love it, and I love that we have Reed Stromberg and Finn Hawkins are already have points on the board because I think they're already ahead of the last two games.
Yeah, I think so. They need those guys.
Yeah, it really will make a difference. We don't need a loss to make a difference. We, our first real games against them, we lost by two and by one.
Yeah,
and so those just few extra things is all we need.
Now Warriors working with the ball after Carlton hits both of his three throws, giving the Pirates a three-point lead, 13-10. Got Jordan Clark with the ball, crosses over against Ben Larson, pulls up and off the glass, hits about a 10-footer. Nice shot.
Yeah, nice shot, and just he's so confident going to the hoop.
Yeah,
and even with we've got good defenders on him.
Yeah, and they are defending him well.
Yep.
Just he's hitting the shot.
Yep.
So hopefully that will stop after a while, and now Pirates with the ball at their end of the court, Stromberg with it.
Carlton thinking about shooting.
Yeah, but
crazy
long pass over. And now Carlton working against Altoff is in the game.
Yeah, they need to shoot Richards here. 3 seconds.
Julian Tulin pulls up, takes one from the free throw line, misses. Reese Carlton on the rebound.
Yeah, and that frustrates me to no end.
Yep.
So Reese Carlton got the rebound, and then he right away puts a bad shot up and misses. Why not pull that ball up? We got 30 seconds to get a good shot.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. The alternate side is that Clark gets the ball and gets an easy layup, whereas we could have still had the ball for the next 20 seconds and got a good shot up.
Right. So with 25 seconds to go in the quarter, Pirates are down by one. 13-14. Now Reese Carlton takes a three-pointer, and the ball hits off the back rim, pops up in there, drops right through, giving the Pirates a two-point lead.
Needed it.
Yeah, very nice shot by Reese Carlton. That is a shooter's touch. Yeah. Now Jordan Clark with the ball, going to pull up, taking a three. Ball rims off. Pirates on the rebound. Julian Tooman, 2 seconds to go, throws a long shot. Oh!
From half, dream shot.
That is dream shot.
Okay, that woke up the crowd now, folks.
The dream shot, half court shot, and
off the glass,
and goes in for three. That should be a 4-point shot.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding.
They should put a 4-point line.
We're not even going to give them a bad time for having to call it.
Yeah.
Not from 45 feet.
And it was a real shot, you know.
It
wasn't a heave. He jumped up and he shot it just like he was shooting a three. So this is good. This is a good confidence builder here. They're playing well. You know, like I say, morning games, they're so different.
Yeah, they are.
And it's just a matter of who's awake and who's there. You know, in AAU, every once in a while, you'd have an 8 a.m. game. They were brutal, you know. You were getting up at 6, something like that, to get there on time, trying to warm up these kids. Half of us had coffee, you know, and everything changes.
Yep.
And so right now, this is looking real good. And we're kind of in the same position as we have been in the past, playing the same team. This is our fourth time playing them. But we need to continue what we're doing and not let up and not let somebody get hot, because every time somebody's gotten hot.
Well, as we start the second quarter, the Pirates are up by 5, 19-14. Tail Christian will start with the ball. Jordan Clark has it out top of the arc. Going to get into basket, looking for basket. Now down low to Clark. Clark working in the key. He's going to kick it over to Collier. Collier, nothing there, is cut off by Reed Stromberg. Now got Lebarski going in and rolls it in. Nice move. Same play they used the other night where Lebarski starts in the corner and moves the baseline and gets the pass and able to score. But he was defended better that time. He made a nice shot.
Definitely defended better. They forced him off of the baseline, which is where he loves. He had to go left outside, but he did finish to his credit.
Yep.
But, you know, it's been all about Jordan Clark right now.
Right
now we just turned it over. And like in the past, Jordan Clark has been really hot in the first half, and then he cools off. But, he's making crazy shots.
Yeah, he is. Now he spins in the key, and he puts it up and lays it in. The Pirates' five-point lead at the quarter break is now down to one.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind right now.
Yep. Going to get a timeout on the floor taken by Andy Sears. He was trying to get the referee's attention. He was yelling timeout, and then the referee wasn't giving it to him.
Right behind the referee, and that gets frustrating because you don't want to turn over the ball by accident, especially when you had already called a timeout. Sometimes as a referee you zone out, because remember, it's morning for them as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes you zone out. I used to ref, and I hate to say every once in a while, I zone out. And I'd have to kind of shake myself awake and go, whoa, I don't want to miss a call.
Yeah.
And in that case, I think the ref was focusing on something else and didn't hear the timeout call.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, the coach couldn't call a timeout. You couldn't call a timeout from the bench. And, I mean, it's been 8-10 years now, but
yeah. So now Pirates will start with the ball after the timeout. And now high post Delgado Williams inside of Ben Larson. Larson goes up, but blocked by Jordan Clark right to Alpoff. So the Warriors get the ball.
And, you know, a fake would make two wonders in there.
Yep.
You know, fake shot would get Jordan Clark up in the air. Instead, gave it right up to him. And here's Jordan Clark again. He is playing the game of his life right now.
Yep.
I think he has all but 2 points right now, which means he's in the 16 to 18 point range already.
Yep, and he gives the Warriors the lead back at 20-19.
Yeah, and they need to start guarding him better now. And, you know, they're not doubling up on him. And I thought that was good, but right now he's scoring at will.
Yeah.
And so we do have to probably make adjustments on guarding him.
Pirates with the ball. Reed Stromberg going to take a three from the corner. Off Lebarski on the rebound for the Warriors.
He was partially blocked. He was really trapped in that corner.
Yeah,
over there.
He was. And I didn't see the shot clock. Maybe it was winding down.
Yeah.
But now Clark with the ball into the key again. He's going to pull up, take it from the free throw line, and hits it again. So Jordan Clark
he's hitting mid-range, he's hitting NBA threes, and he's hitting easily driving to the hoop.
Yep.
So every shot he's shooting is going. But this is one of those cases where I don't think they'll sustain that.
Yeah. And now Reed Stromberg ties the game from a three from the far corner, 22-22 with 5:20 to go in the second quarter.
And it's just such a pleasure to watch both him and Finn Hawkins being back in the game because we really need them.
Now we got Clark taking a three-pointer.
Getting a little overextending himself now. And, you know, sometimes that can create a monster when you're hitting absolutely everything. Now all of a sudden
you think you can't shoot.
And it's almost as good as turnover. Here's Reed Stromberg from the top.
And Reed Stromberg hits another one.
He's wide open at the top, and he shot the ball, did exactly what he was supposed to do, and scored. And so that's huge. These are bonus points now from Finn Hawkins and Reed Stromberg. They're out of their slump.
25-22, Pirates lead again with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Lebarski working with the ball. Finn Hawkins giving him nothing. Lebarski into the key. He's going to give it back to Clark. Clark trying to drive the key, pulls up, takes a shot, and hits that one.
I cannot believe how much he's scoring right now.
Yeah,
he is making absolutely everything.
Like you say, I think
it's not sustainable.
Yeah, Warriors have 24 points. I think he's got 22. I know Lebarski had one score.
That's all I've seen.
Yep.
That's all I've seen. Whereas we are distributing the ball pretty well.
Yep.
And here's Finn Hawkins.
Bounce too high.
Bounces over the top.
Yep.
And lands on the side.
Yep. Lands on the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll go over to the Warriors.
Yes. Yeah, so the rule is on the top of the backboard. If it bounces on the backboard and then bounces back into play, it's still a live ball. If it bounces and there's an imaginary plane that goes straight up off the backboard, and if it goes to behind that imaginary plane, it's out of bounds.
Yep.
And this one did say this was a no-brainer because it bounced out of bounds. But sometimes you don't know, and that's the rule because it'll bounce, and if it goes back in, which of course we were hoping for, doesn't happen. So yeah, I can't imagine that shooting percentage will sustain itself with Jordan Clark, because so right now if we shut down Jordan Clark, we should be fine.
Yep.
And but we got to figure it out. So I think I would guess now that Coach Sears is going to make some adjustments, or he's just going to allow it. Just going to say whoever's on Jordan Clark is just going to guard him as best they can, and meanwhile we're going to prevent anyone from getting hot, because I'm not sure that Jordan Clark can beat us completely alone. So
doing a pretty good job of trying right now.
He's doing an unbelievable job of trying right now.
So the Seattle Christian coach is taking a full time out. That's probably why you heard the band in the background. The Warriors will start with the ball with 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Pirates up by one, 25-24. Only one foul per team so far in this game. Lebarski with the ball now inside. Looking for basket.
Yeah, so we've done a switcheroo here. Maxwell, Delgado, Williams.
That ball comes loose. Pirates pick it up. And look. Yeah, there we go. There's a foul on the floor going against one of the Seattle Christian Warriors. Pirates have stolen the ball, and Maxwell, Delgado, Williams is trying to get through traffic when he grabbed.
The ball got loose, and then Delgado, Williams grabbed it, and he got fouled, which is fabulous. So we get a turnover here. He's also gotten the role now to guard Jordan Clark, and he's a great defender. Maxwell Williams, and he hopefully he can shut him down for at least a few shots.
The Pirates working with the ball now. That foul was on Lebarski. Got Maxwell Delgado Williams drives into the key, passes to Ben Larson. The ball comes loose, picks it up as he's going by, and just makes an easy lay-in.
And you know what? It wasn't an easy lay-in because he didn't use the backboard, and he was on the side of the rim, and those can miss so easy, but it was such a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
So Maxwell Delgado Williams playing great. So now we have a switch on Clark again, and I like Maxwell Delgado guarding him. Look, get the hand right in his face, and make him miss the shot.
Oh,
unfortunately, Lebowski got the ball. And here's that classic.
Yeah.
Classic. They Richard just hangs around.
Beautiful. Richard, that's by the Pirates, is Jordan Clark missed the shot.
Yep.
Richard had the rebound, trying to get the basket. He actually had one shot, missed it, got his own rebound.
Yep, and this is one of the keys to this game, is that they always have a guy that lurks around the hoop underneath, and he scored a ton before.
Yeah.
And this time it crashed on him, and they prevented that shot, which is fabulous. And we got the ball back. Tough pass from Delgado Williams to
Beth Arden.
We actually had great position inside. He had actually peeled out. It was Jordan Clark, so he had position inside. The pass just wasn't a good pass.
Right. The ball goes over to Seattle Christian now. Lebarski with it. Going to give it off to
almost
cast the bomb.
Yeah. And now
back
we've
to Clark.
Got a bit of a mismatch, Reese Carlton. On.
And now we're going to have a foul, I think, going against Delgado Williams as Clark was driving Jordan Clark.
So,
and so did line for two.
Yeah, he came in and helped. And this defense, this man defense, is a switching defense, and I get it. So you don't have to fight over screens, those kind of things. It's just that you have to have great communication. And I think in a situation like this where you have Jordan Clark that's playing out of his mind, I think you need to keep your best defender on him.
Clark hits the first of his two free throws.
And we have never seen him miss a free throw.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
Never seen him miss a free throw in like 4 years.
Yeah. So that that foul actually went against Reese Carlton. That's his second of the game with 2:19 to go. Pirates are up 27-25. Now one as Clark hits the second of his two free throws, 27-26.
And I honestly think he's 100% on free throws. I mean,
his
shooting percentage right now is probably about 98%.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's got 20-some points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, they've got 26. I think he's got 24 of them. So 24. Now Julian Kuhn, the ball's going to be off a little bit. Ben Hawkins on rebound.
Reverse lay it off the glass. Gets fouled, going to the line for a hand one.
Ben Hawkins, nice job. Welcome back, Ben Hawkins.
Yeah.
He's back in the game. Boy, is that a pleasure to see. He was just in position for the offensive rebound and puts it off the glass for two. So that's a put back with points, possibly 3 points. Three-point play right there.
Yeah, Ben Hawkins hits his free throw, giving the Pirates a four-point lead at 30-26, 2:03 to go.
To play.
Yep, second quarter. That's right. And they needed to.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. So
loser out.
Yeah, and the reward is terrific, too, right? Because you're going to state after this.
Yep.
And Jordan Clark with a crazy attack.
Yeah.
Jump ball. He was way up there. Puts the ball up on the hoop, and it bounces around, comes out, and they come back down. And both Tuman and Jordan Clark both have the ball. Jump ball goes to Vachon.
Right. So Pirates with the ball, Tuman, give up Finn Hawkins, far side wing, high post down with Ben Larson down low. Ben Larson with a beautiful reverse lay and high off the glass, drops it, giving the Pirates a 6-point lead.
And I just love that high-low action. Maxwell Delgado Williams always looking. Here's Jordan Clark going up. Dishes out.
And now we're going to get a foul on Julian Tuman going after. Lebarski took a three from the corner, and the ball kicked right back to him. He went after it, and so did Tuman, but Tuman crashed into him. So they give the foul to Tuman there.
And this is great because we want to see Jordan Clark dishing the ball off because basically nobody else has scored but him. So we want him to dish that ball. Watch out baseline again. Lebarski over there is sneaking into that position. They have two guys on the baseline here.
Yep. So now ball to Lebarski, back to Tuman, over to Alt. Oh, that's Brent Richards.
Richard.
Brent Richards takes the three.
And again, we love that.
Clark's on the rebound.
Clark had to dish off.
Yep.
Here's Reed putting a shot up again.
Reed Stromberg with a shot now. But Delgado Williams on the rebound goes high for it. And now as he kind of makes a move to the basket, there's a foul on the floor.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
He was bailed out.
Yes,
I don't know what move he was thinking about other than Maxwell Delgado Williams playing it really great tonight. This morning, and he was kind of trapped under the hoop.
Yeah.
Got bailed out.
On the inbound, ball goes through Ben Larson's hand right to Lebarski. Lebarski takes it the length of the court and scores.
Yeah, he was quick. And
he's athletic, for sure. He's not that big.
Yeah, you don't expect it.
Yep.
But he scored coast to coast here.
Yep. So 32-28 now. Pirates, Stromberg. Corner three, misses Clark on the rebound.
Yeah, and Richards is doing a really good job of blocking out Ben Larson, so I guess they've done their homework on Vachon as well. They know that Ben Larson is always busy.
Yes, he is. Now Clark pulls up a floating 15-footer and puts it in.
Unbelievable attack. He attacked, and the defender, Tuman, backed off, and then he jumped out for an easy mid-range jumper for him.
Yep.
He makes it easily.
So we've got 7 seconds left in the quarter. Tooman with the ball, looking for Stromberg. Stromberg into the key, throws up a crazy shot, and gets fouled.
Wow.
Going to the line for two.
Yep.
Yes, I'm not sure who the foul was on, but
I'm pretty sure nobody fouled him. But they're all holding their hands up in the tray basket.
Yeah, it was on tray basket.
But I didn't see a foul, but I'm happy to take it. Yep. And
well, the ball did kind of go wonky. I don't know if he just lost control.
Yeah, it was still a wonky shot.
Yeah,
it was a forced shot. He turned. He was in the middle of three defenders, and he put it up. And this is a great start.
So Stromberg hits both his free throws, and if you go into halftime, the Pirates have a 4-point lead.
Yeah, wow.
Good half.
Good half. Excellent half. This is exactly what we want to do. So now, if you're looking at this team where you see that Jordan Clark has literally scored probably 26 of their 30 points, which is
I believe it's 28.
28 of the 30 points is insane. So, okay. Guess what we got to do?
Yeah.
I mean, is he really going to beat us all by himself?
Yep.
Is that going to happen?
Well,
or do you shut him down now?
Yeah. Well,
in the past, the halftime has really been detrimental for Clark because he comes out cold.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've also made the adjustments in the second half, too. Lebarski killed us in the last game, second half, because Clark, you know, would just feed him the ball.
Yep.
And the game before that, it was basket with the three-pointers that, hurt us in the second half. So,
yep.
And Pirates have to remember that.
Yep. And the other guy was Richards that hangs out under the hoop. He just hangs out there.
Yep.
And then at some point, the defense forgets about him, and then they hit him. And if it's not Richards, it's another kid, sometimes Hilburn, I think, or
Altaw. Yeah.
That hangs around. And they kind of look similar. They play similar. And their job is just to roam the baseline.
Yeah.
And they get forgotten, especially when Jordan Clark's attacking and everybody goes out there and guards him.
Yeah.
They forget. And he's open. So, but, boy, this couldn't be a better start because we have everybody involved in the game. Everybody's hitting. The only guy who hasn't really been hitting much is Reese Carlton.
Yep.
And which is great. So we're making up for that with Hawkins and Reed, Stromberg. And I think he'll come in and start hitting some threes. So we're playing really confident now. We just have to continue this. Might try to shut down Clark a little bit here.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other guys to shoot because they're not hitting anything. And honestly, they haven't had much opportunity to shoot because Clark is doing everything right. It looks like Clark doesn't want this to be his last game either.
Well, you don't blame him. I've seen plenty of games like this before. A couple of years ago, Vachon had to play a kid, Corey Kispert. And Corey Kispert was the same type of guy, but he was about 6 inches taller than Clark and just a fantastic athlete. And the Pirates lost to him at regionals and state for a couple of years in a row. And, you know, Kispert would score 75-80% of the points for his team. And he's in the NBA now.
Yeah,
he plays too. It's not just, and so it was tough.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that Jordan Clark has some post high school, college, university to play at. He did play for Rotary, which is the number one premier AAU squad,
right?
In the area, they get the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if he played on the A team or the B team, but regardless, they only take the best, and he played for Rotary for a while.
I could see him definitely playing beyond high school. You know, I don't know if he's a Division I player or if he's Division I. He's probably towards the end of the bench and maybe a starter Division II.
Yep.
He might be a little bit small.
Yep.
And that's you know.
Yeah. And
he's a great athlete.
He doesn't seem small here, but for college where, you know, you had 6 inches to every player and improved skill and ability.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. How does it transmit to the college level? I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but I would definitely imagine he wants to play somewhere.
Sure. And he has all the ability to. So,
but
that being said, we need to shut him down.
Yeah. So I think we're going to shut down for a few minutes here. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. I want to thank the voice of Vachon for getting us on the air with Pirate Basketball this morning. As Dan Shuler and the whole crew at Voice of Vachon do a great job of bringing you Pirate Sports to the community. So please stay listening. We'll be back in about 6 minutes with the second half, and go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Good morning, Vashon. Welcome back to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. We're about to start the second half with the Pirates leading 34-30. Shell Christian will start with the ball. Jordan Clark has it. And that's going to be the key. Stop Clark now. Basket, dip for three. Trey Basket hits his first three in about two games.
Yeah. Very dangerous player. And that's not a good way to start out the half. So it looks like they have Maxwell Delgado Williams guarding Clark. And Clark did his classic feed to Trey Basket.
Right.
And Trey Basket hit it. Oh, here's Ben Larson.
That's going to be off.
We get a break.
And the ball will stay with the Pirates. Ben Larson missed everything on his three-point attempt.
Yeah, so, again, he's kind of out of position. Remember, he loves to play underneath, but he can shoot. And so he was wide open at the wing. Inbounded ball here. And looks like they passed the ball to Maxwell Delgado.
Yep.
In the corner.
Maxwell.
He's in trouble.
Yep. And as Maxwell gets out of trouble, he gets fouled by one of the Warriors, kind of pushing through two defenders to pass the ball. And that's going to go against Lebarski, his second foul.
Yeah, what happened with Ben Larson, he was wide open on the wing. He's got a good shot. He thought he should shoot it. He hesitated and then shot again. And so that's why he was off.
So Vashon with the ball, up 1 point, 34-33. And now Finn Hawkins throws the ball away as Delgado Williams was cut in one way. And Finn Hawkins thought he was going to go the other.
Yeah, bad start. That's okay. We're still in good position. And still, we're ahead by 1 point. So, get back to what we were doing in the first half, which, great defense. They're playing what's called Wisconsin horns for Jordan right now.
Yep.
And that means two guys are screening on either side. They do it every time. And, oh, boy, he just passed the Trey Basket.
And
thankfully, Trent is off.
And now ball comes into Lebarski. Lebarski to the hoop, and he's able to score. And we have it. Oh, no, they call offensive foul on Lebarski.
Wow.
Ben Larson took it. Lebarski can't believe the call.
Which is a huge break because, let me tell you, they're playing a lot different basketball in this half here. A lot different. So they're being way more aggressive. They're using other players other than Jordan Clark. Jordan Clark hasn't even shot yet. So it's almost like he's taking a break and they're getting the other guys involved.
And that is Lebarski's third foul of the game. Now coming high post to Delgado Williams. Bounce pass into Larson. Larson hook shot misses. Rebound Jordan Clark. Ball comes loose. Larson gets it back. Gives it off to Delgado Williams. Williams into the key. Has to kick it out to Carlton. Carlton taking a three. Rims off. Lebarski on the rebound.
And again, those were second chance shots. And they didn't rush. They did get a good shot up. And again, Reese Carlton needs to get in here. Here's Basket getting a shot again.
And Basket misses that one. Rebound is Ben Larson.
Yeah, and if you make him struggle to get that shot up, he won't make it.
Yeah, so, he's got to be set.
Yep.
And stationary.
He had to fake and then move, and then he put the shot up and he didn't hit it. So.
Right. Now, high post, Delgado Williams, Maxwell down low to Ben Larson. Larson blocked by Altoff.
And he just played it out to him, just right in front of him.
Yep.
And, man, a fake would do wonders.
Yep, it would have cleared everything. Now, Clark takes a three, misses.
Yeah.
Rebound, Delgado Williams for the Pirates.
And this is kind of what we've expected, is that he can't sustain that shooting percentage. But right now, we need to take advantage of that. And I don't think Vashon has actually hit.
Yeah,
I think we've only hit 2 points in this half.
Now, Ben Larson with the ball. Long pass over to Tooman. Tooman in the corner, going to dribble out, pull up, take a 10-footer, rims off. Clark on the rebound. The Pirates start a little cold.
Yeah.
With a couple minutes gone in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They up by one.
Yeah, on the upside, so has Seattle Christian come out kind of not shooting well, but playing way more aggressively.
Yeah. They're moving the ball a lot differently than they were in the first set. Now Lebarski takes a shot. Rebound, Ben Larson.
Yeah, and this is great. Listen, I'll have everyone else shooting except for Jordan Clark because he's the only guy who's been really consistently hit.
Yeah, they may have to go back to him.
Finn
Hawkins open three. Oh, in and out. But Reese Carlton on the rebound and the putback.
Yes.
So nice job by Reese Carlton. High for the rebound.
Crashing the board. He wasn't turning around and standing and watching. He came in and attacked and crashed the boards, and he gets rewarded by an offensive rebound and 2 points, which is critical, absolutely critical. So I love to see Reese Carlton in here. And, this is it. This is it for the seniors.
Yeah.
This is it. So they need to put it down here. I told them to come out scrapping, fighting. This is it.
Yep, and they are.
Yeah.
So, now after a kind of equipment timeout, oh, Jordan Clark with a nice pass to Althoff, or that was Brent Richards.
Richards.
And Richards wide open.
And that is that thing, and I was warning these kids about that roamer. He just roams under there, and boy, was that a beautiful lightning pass from Clark.
Yep. Bastion working with the ball. Tooman, far side wing, high post, Delgado, Williams, Maxwell. Goes inside to Ben Larson. Larson able to put it up with a left-handed in, and he gets hammered, but no call.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, that was such a nice shot with the left hand.
Yep.
He did everything right. He caught the ball, which was a tough pass, and he puts it up right away with his lefty and scores.
Yeah,
and he really did get fouled.
Crossing over into the key, uses his left hand. Almost had his own rebound, but tipped it right to Reese Carlton.
Yeah, and so this is the point where you say you see that Jordan Clark is starting to do more than he should. Oh, Reese should have put that one up.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow. And he did foul. He did hesitate. He did hesitate or fake, and I think he got fouled, but he didn't. And
yep, but they give the block to Althoff, so the ball goes over to Sale Christian on the block.
Yeah,
it's out of our knee. The key ball comes out, tipped away, stays with Shell Christian. So 38-35, Pirates with a three-point lead with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Two team fouls on Shell Christian,
and
none on the Pirates so far.
Comes in for Finn Hawkins.
Now we're going to get
Altom. We want him shooting.
Yeah, thank you.
We want him shooting. Because Freshman. He's not hitting anything, and I don't remember him hitting anything in the past.
Here comes Reese Carlton
with
the three, and that ball's nothing but net. So Reese Carlton gives the Pirates a six-point lead, 41-35 with 3:12 to go.
Of course, it's a timeout.
We get a timeout by
Shelton. Timeout. You know, they're playing with a precision tonight or today where they're just coming kind of as a cunning team that's playing with precision, and I love it. They're passing the ball. They're being smart. They're taking good shots, making very few mistakes, and they've really tightened up on their defense. And now that Seattle Christian has relied entirely on Jordan Clark, who is no longer hitting and is also taking risks that force him to make tough shots.
Yep.
He's missing two now. So, you know, they still have to guard on the baseline because they still will find those guys in there. And, man, crowd's getting excited here. We're almost feeling like we've got a really good chance here. So just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, we got to keep doing what we're doing. There's a lot of time left. Clark with the ball over to basket. Basket, ball fake, dribbles in. Now ball comes loose, knocked away by Ben Larson, picked up by Delgado Williams. Maxwell into the key, finger rolls, and misses. Jordan Clark on the rebound.
Yeah, and that frustrates me because, listen, we got Trey to do what he can't do, which is drive to the hole. We get the ball, and then we force a shot instead of pulling it out and getting a good shot. Here's Jordan Clark doing all kinds of crazy things.
And it worked.
Yeah, and this again, so Reese Carlton was in position to prevent that shot because he dished under the hoop to basket again, or to Richards, who just roams around there, and he missed it.
Richards with it. Actually, it was Althoff with a nice reverse lay-in. So
yep.
Pirates up four now.
Reese Carlton
with a three.
Again.
And that one's
in.
Ash is another one. Reese Carlton.
And he gets it back. And I always tell these guys, if you made a bad play on defense, you owe me on offense. If you made a bad play on offense, you owe me on defense. And he redeemed himself there with a three. And they're guarding Trey Baskett very well here, nice and tight. And Jordan Clark getting the screen to the left, so there's a switch, and he has a long-distance three. Banked off. So this is it, right? So he's getting nervous. He's getting panicky here, and he's forcing bad shots. And it's amazing what difference. Because a three-pointer, if you think about the distance, it's a tiny change in the angle.
And
you're off.
Pirates working with the ball now, up 7 points with a minute 40 to go. And now ball comes loose. Bad pass.
Yeah, it's
picked up by the Warriors.
And Maxwell Delgado Williams doing a great job playing high post. I love it. And he's playing really well, getting the ball to Ben Larson underneath. But he's giving it away a little bit.
And now Clark goes in. Wow, nice crossover in the key, but misses a shot. Ben Larson on the rebound. Going to bring it up the floor himself, give it to Delgado Williams. Over to Stromberg. Stromberg, three from the corner, misses. Now tipped away, picked up by Basket. Over to Lebarski. Lebarski is going to get fouled by Ben Larson. Ben just ran up his backside, unintentional, but Leparski goes down.
And in a way, that was a great foul because they had an advantage. They had about 5-on-4 going on right there for the fast break with Clark down under the hoop. Clark's holding his neck in pain. You know, Jordan Clark had an incredible emotional breakdown against Annie Wright at the end, and I wonder if that's still affecting him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what went on there. Now Bass is going to take a three. Yeah, and it rips in and out. Well, Altop on the rebound, though, and the putback.
Yeah.
But they're calling it on the floor.
Yeah, so we get two huge breaks there. So one is that Trey Baskett's shot went in and out.
Yep.
Two is that's Richards, right?
Altop.
Altop, it looks so similar. And so it was Altop who got the rebound and then went back up, but he got fouled on the ground, and the ball actually went in. He got fouled before the shot, so they get the ball out of bounds.
And now, he just beat up the coach for Seattle Christian.
Yeah, so this is a breakdown on Seattle Christian's part, which is only a beautiful advantage for Vachon.
Yeah.
They're getting frustrated. They're doing frustrating things. The coach clearly said something he shouldn't to the ref, and the ref has no tolerance for that.
Yeah.
So he
was unhappy at the end of the second half. There was a foul that went on Reed against, for Reed Stromberg at the end of the second half as time ran out. Stromberg hit a couple free throws. Now Julian Tooman goes to the line after the technical.
Yep.
He's been chewing on the referee all night. And finally, the ref was right there beside him and just had had enough.
Just couldn't tolerate anymore.
Yeah.
And Julian Tooman has been just kicking butt on these free throws.
Yes. Tooman takes the second one, and it rolls in. He gets the shooter's touch, just the front iron, and drops through.
And guess what? We get the ball.
Yep.
So that is a huge break. And this is a breakdown for Seattle Christian. They haven't been in this position against us before.
Yep.
And they don't like it.
No.
And they're not handling it well, which is great. And Vachon, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful play by Reese Carlton, and that's that play where he comes under the hoop and he gets the ball, and now we're doing great. We're ahead by 11. We have to maintain this. Jordan Clark's going to put up some crazy shots here.
And Clark goes to the – he scores.
He scores, and he's going to take it all in his hands right now because really nobody else is hitting. So,
and that goes against Reese Carl. That's his third of the game. So 32 seconds to go in the half. Pirates are up 9.
Yeah, this is a nail biter. I mean,
they're going to pull Carlton out. Hawkins is coming in. Yeah, don't want Reese to pick up a fourth.
Yeah, and Reese Carlton is playing great, but guess what? So is Finn Hawkins, and so he came in to replace. And it's not a bad replacement coming off the bench.
Yeah, let's see if Clark can finally miss his first free throw. No,
nope.
Nothing but net.
Nope.
That kid is automatic.
He is absolutely automatic. So now we're going full court press. And a beautiful down court pass.
And
that is the best way to break the press.
Finn Hawkins out on the defense.
Streaking, gets the baseball pass.
Able to score.
And it was a tough shot because he was going 100 miles per hour. Jordan Clark puts up a long distance three, misses.
Oh.
It's like a travel. Nope. So Alford's had the ball.
Yeah. Altop,
and he was actually stumbling backwards when he threw the ball up, and he got bailed out with a foul. Not a shooting foul.
So 12 and a half seconds to go. Pirates up 10. End of the third quarter. Ball comes in, stolen by Delgado Williams. Now ball comes loose again over to Leparski. Leparski gets the back spin move in the key and able to up and he, as he goes in, another foul is called against the Pirates. I think that's going against Reed Stromberg. So Leparski will be on the line with 5.5 seconds to go.
Yeah, a real heartbreaker right there because Delgado Williams has played great defense, stolen the ball, and then he just was kind of falling out of bounds, so he threw it, just launched it back in bounds into the hands of some Seattle Christian players, and he gets fouled going to the hoop. So he's shooting two, but misses one, which is great.
Yes.
This is the first of two, Lebowski, and he's a decent shooter, so we'll see what happens.
Good player.
Yeah, what we've seen is his drives to the hoop.
Yep.
He scored a lot that way, and I haven't seen him make a lot of distant shots.
So Labarski takes the second one. That one rims off, too. And as the ball comes loose, We have it going over to the Vashon.
Yeah, and Alfred's, he actually got a hand on it, and I think he must have seen it touch somebody green because he let it go, and he could have gotten it.
Yep, and now Julie Toomey gets another chance at a, just misses the 50-foot shot from beyond half court.
I mean, and it went iron. It was on a line. It hit the front of the rim. This is a crazy game. It's very exciting. It's 10 points difference. We're winning. Not enough.
It's not enough. Not when you have Jordan Clark there.
Yep.
They've got it. If they contain Clark, you know, and not let his passes affect them the way they have in the past, then Pirates can pull this off. But 10-point lead going into the fourth, I mean, it looks good, but it's, like you say, there's still a lot of game left.
Yeah, and to our advantage is that Seattle Christian has not been in this position since we've played them at this point in the game, and they are already starting to play a little panicky and making mistakes. And if that's the case, hopefully they'll keep doing that. We broke the press. You know, I don't get a full man-to-man press, full court, because it's really easy to break.
Yeah,
they you know, the zone presses are far more difficult to get through. And but that's what they did, and they paid the price by 2 points, and maybe they'll do it again. But my guess is they're going to turn up the pressure here.
Pirates will start with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Carlton, Stromberg, Hawkins, Tooman, and Ben Larson are in. Oh, and now Tooman going out of bounds, tries to save it and kick it off Clark, but it doesn't work. So, Seattle Christian with the ball.
A bad pass. And you got on his tippy toes going out of bounds to throw it back in.
And now Clark goes in. And boy, they're really calling the Pirates for a lot of fouls now. And that was a delayed whistle, so I'm not sure. Yeah, and that is going to go against Stromberg, his first of the game. 16 fouls on the Pirates now, 3 against Seattle Christian. And
I didn't
see that one.
I didn't either, but I think what happens, they see a bunch of guys going up with Clark, and then so somebody calls a foul, they figure there's a foul in there somewhere. But that was partially our fault because it was from a bad pass on offense, which was a turnover, kind of an unforced turnover. So we paid the price for that one.
Yep.
3 points. Kind of a 5-point turnaround because we didn't get a chance at a shot.
Now, Pirates working with the ball. Long ways from the basket. We've held some high posts. Delgado, Williams, Maxwell with the ball crosses over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins is going to take a three. Rimmed high off. And knocked away by Reese Carlton. I think it's going over to Seattle Christian. And Carlton knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, this is actually a very finger-biting, it's a nail-biter here.
Yep.
And, you know, they just got to get back into the rhythm of their game here. That's Vashon.
So Clark into the key, turnaround jumper, and he hits it. So
you don't expect them to go in because they seem like prayers, but they're all going in.
Yep.
And in that case, at least they didn't foul, so they cut the lead down to 5 points, which is still 5 big, beautiful points.
Yep.
But that's the risk, how quickly they can get back into this game.
Yep, and timeout by Andy Sears now as Shel Christian scored 5 quick points to start the fourth quarter. Pirates up 5.
Yeah,
50 to 45.
With no payback. So we didn't get any points, and they got 5 points, and that's not okay. And not only that, we didn't get any good looks. Threw them away. So we need to get some good looks here and some good shots. And listen, that's our slump. That's our slump. And they all know that they need to get some points here.
Yeah.
So if you match point for point, of course, we win. But I'd rather get some stops on defense and points on offense.
And
here we go. This is it, folks. This is it. 45 to 50. We have, what, about 6 minutes left in the game? Is that correct?
Yeah, approximately. About 7.
Yeah.
We'll see in a moment here as the timeout clock is counting down.
So this is what it all comes down to. I sent a message to all these boys that I had fortunate enough to coach since fourth and fifth grade. It's like, this is everything you came to Vashon for. It all comes down to this.
Yep. Now, Pirates open up after the timeout with the ball. Reese Carlson's going to take 3 balls away. Ribs off. And we're going to have a ball going out of bounds over to Sale Christian. Nobody touched it.
Yeah, and I like the idea is get Reese in there for an open shot. It misses, and that just stinks because we need some big points here right now.
So will the Jordan Clark show continue, or can the Pirates stop him? Clark with the ball, crosses over into the key, takes a shot from the free throw line, hits that one too.
I've never seen anything like it.
He's
shooting from anywhere he wants and scoring easily.
He's got to have at least 35 or better points. Because couple points by other players, but now Ben Larson high post and ball is as now Lebarski fouls Toome, and that's going to be Lebarski's fourth foul. So. Maybe the Pirates can take advantage of that and kind of go at him.
And they get the ball out of bounds on the sideline with 13 seconds to go on the shot clock, which is plenty of time to get a shot. What I'm not seeing is guys looking to score right now, and that worries me.
Yep.
They reset the shot clock to 30. That worries me because you know what happens is they don't want to be responsible for a miss anymore.
Yeah.
It means they're not shooting.
Right. Now Carlton throws the ball away. He was actually stumbling as he was dribbling and kind of
out of control. And these are the things. Like, this is what's going to lose. We're going to lose our game.
Yeah.
We're going to lose. If we lose this game, it's our fault. We're losing. It's not because that the Seattle Christian is forcing us to lose. It's just we're losing it ourselves.
Yeah,
giving the ball away.
We've gotten tentative. Now Clark, shot, hits it.
He has not missed. I've never seen anything like this. And now it's a one-point game. And right now we're giving this game away.
Yep.
So it's time to really rally and get some points.
High post to Delgado Williams over to Toome. Toome back to Delgado Williams and out to Reese Carlton. And now Kassebaum steals it for Seattle Christian. Ball comes loose on the floor, picked up, being wrestled for by Ben Larson. Finally, the Pirates come up with it. Finn Hawkins. Finally.
And they're down on the ground, bodies on the ground.
Yeah,
everybody's
scrapping
for it. Everybody should be scrapping for it.
Yeah.
We need points here badly. Toomen puts Toomen up
from
a three.
The corner, and ball's in and out. Ball comes loose and picked up by Lebarski.
Man, we need points desperately here. Desperately.
Yep. Pirates haven't scored in the fourth period. Down to 5 minutes to play in the game. Pirates up one now. Got Clark taking a long three, and he hits it.
And I cannot understand how he is playing. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
He just hit a farther than NBA three from the point here. You know what I would do right now is I would get somebody, I would box in one this kid at this point.
Yeah.
I would get somebody that his job is to stay right in his grill because we're not doing that.
Right.
We're not doing that. And it turns out that he can win this game by himself.
Yeah.
So right now he is the only guy scoring. He literally probably has 48 points right now. He's got 40 points or more right now.
Yeah. It's pretty darn close. I'll bet he does. He has 40.
And we have been in a dead cold slump this whole third or fourth period right now. I don't think we've scored this fourth
period.
No, we
have not.
So we're completely out of our game. We're not doing what we're doing. Like I say, nobody's looking to score here. Nobody's looking to shoot. They don't want to be responsible for the miss. And we need to turn this around right now.
So a 12-0 run by Seattle Christian with 4:50 to go in the game. Pirates down two. And Bashaw working the ball down low to Reese Carlton. Carlton puts it in to tie the game. Wow. He didn't use
same
the glass. Almost didn't go in.
Almost missed it. It bounced on the top, and then it went in. So,
yeah. Now Jordan Clark all the way to the hoop, throws up a crazy shot. No call. Finn Hawkins on the rebound. Maybe that's what we need.
So he's trying too hard. Like I say, I mean, he's not trying too hard. He's doing what he has to do.
He's doing
what he has to do.
Yep. And so now Pirates with the ball.
Yeah, and I wish that Toomen would be looking for that shot.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking for the shot. Like,
right.
Be in shooting position, put one up. Here's Reese Carlton with the ball again. He's not looking at the hoop.
Down to 3 seconds on the shot clock. Reese Carlton with the three. Ball rims up. Ben Larson was there, but Jordan Clark comes down with the rebound. Game is tied with 3:50 to go in it. 52-52.
Yeah, and they're always screening for Jordan Clark here. And we've got Maxwell Delgado up close on him now.
Yeah.
Over to pass it away. I think he's getting tired. You can see it on his face.
Yeah,
he's
maybe. Well, we'll take it. Now, almost bad pass over to basket. Clark gets the ball back.
And they're running out of time.
Yeah, down to 5 seconds. Now Lebarski
Lebarski goes up. Good defense by the Pirates. Rebound on the miss by Reese Carlton. Over to Kuhman. Down to Finn Hawkins in the corner. Pirates need to score here. And now we've got Kassebaum just leaning in on Kuhman.
Yep.
Gets the foul. So, Pirates, that'll be the 15th foul on Dale Christian. Six for the Pirates. Kassebaum's second foul of the game.
A horrendously anxiety-ridden game right
yes,
now.
It is.
3 seconds to go, tie ball game. This is what it's all about.
Yep. Now, high post, Delgado Williams looking for Ben Larson down low, throws the ball away. Shoot, can't have that.
You can't have that. This is a completely unforced error, completely. You know, it just drives you nuts. But, you know, those are going to happen.
Yep, they
gonna
will.
Happen. So, pick your head up to keep going here. Straight basket.
Over to Helma. Ball comes loose. Picked up by the Pirates.
Back away.
Yep.
They're
now,
tired.
Ball pass up the floor to Ben Larson. Larson able to lay it in. Give it to the Pirates.
Gets the foul.
Gets the foul. And
gets
the foul. Go to the line.
And let me tell you something. Jordan Clark's a different kid right now. He's walking. He looks like he's exhausted to me. He didn't even get back down on defense. We got a quick 2 points and an and one. Here, so we got a foul, chance to pull ahead by three with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to
yep.
go. I can't hardly stand watching this.
I hear you. So Ben Larson setting up to take his and one. Ball is away, and Ben hits it. So 3-point Pirate lead, 2:56 to go. And you're right, Clark is exhausted. Clark
he's
never
exhausted.
Comes out of the game, and
yep.
he is the guy, and so he's got to do everything. Lebarski is going to bring it into front court. Probably trying to give Clark
fine.
A little bit of a break.
And that's fine, yeah.
And now Lebarski into the key, and we're going to have a blocking foul going
Ooh,
against
they're giving him a shooting foul. Which, yeah, that's fine because Lebarski hasn't shown us that he can hit two free throws.
Yeah.
And so,
Lebarski, he just kind of plowed into everything.
Yeah.
So it looked like he, even potential traveling there, I thought.
Yeah,
but. Anyways, his first one, he hits it.
Yep.
So
yeah, and everybody went in to play to get the rebound, but they
yeah.
forgot their shooting too.
Yep.
But that's fine. I'd rather they all go than nobody go.
So that was the 17th foul on the Pirates. So Dale Christian will be in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Lebarski setting up his second free throw. Does that one and hits that one as well. So bringing the Warriors back within one. Pirates leading 55-54 with 2:40 to go in the game. Julian Kuhn's going to bring it into front court. Kassebaum's going to meet him there. Give it off to Larson. Now down low to Reese Carlton over to Kuhn. Kuhn going to take a three from the corner. Rims off, and Ben Larson goes up for it with Jordan Clark, and it goes over
man.
To.
That was a close call
yeah,
because
close
there were two
call.
Guys, two hands. That
yep.
was kind of a choice call by the referee.
Right, right.
So, man, I wanted that shot to go in.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe all of the Dale Christian coach's jawing at this point has kind of got the referees giving them a little bit of a bonus.
Yep.
Now Lebarski hits a shot, giving the Warriors a 1-point lead.
Yeah, mid-range jumper. It was a good shot, and he
and
stepped in.
Now we're going to have timeout taken by Andy Sears. We're going to get a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, and this all has to do with that real dry spell that we had at the beginning of the fourth period.
Yep.
Jordan Clark was hitting, probably hit about 15 points to our none. Not quite that I'm exaggerating, but we were not scoring. So we changed our game. Unfortunately, it cost us, and we're back to a 1-point game with Seattle Christian leading by one. So this is really a battle of wills right now. This is it.
Yeah.
Who wants it more? Who's going to play smarter? Who's going to get those shots? And, man, if there's a loose ball or a rebound, there better be a scrap for it. And I expect that there will be. But it comes down to this. And, you know, we had them. We had them in a spot where we wanted them. And we just hit that really cold spell here.
Well, playing not to lose rather than to win. And so sometimes that
absolutely.
Hurts. Yeah, Pirates will start with the ball after the – timeout. Ball comes into the backcourt to Julian Kuhman. Kuhman now in the front court. Going to give it to Reese Carlton. High post. Delgado Williams over to Maxwell. Oh, Kuhman had the open three. Decides
yeah.
not to take it. Over to Finn Hawkins. Pirates rotating around the arc. High post. Delgado Williams. Maxwell in. Over to Reese Carlton. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Clark as another unforced error by the Pirates.
Unforced error. It's killing me. It's killing me that we didn't even get a shot up, which drives me nuts. I'd rather an attempted shot at this point, an attempted shot and a miss, than not even a toss. So Seattle Christian using clock right now.
Yep.
And here's Trey Baskett
into Clark. Clark up off the glass, and they give him another and one as Jordan Clark kind of off balance shot bent backwards. He's almost behind the backboard. So now it's 58-55 with a minute 17 to go, and Jordan Clark gets all the calls, I tell you.
Yeah, and he had a crazy shot. He was actually shooting under somebody's arm, and somehow it went in, and he got fouled.
Yeah,
of course, he makes the free throw. And here's the part now. We just haven't had any good shots. We just haven't had any good shots
right
in the second half, and it's so frustrating because it all went away. At this point, I want shooters to shoot. Quit trying to do – we just keep passing it away. Shoot that shot, Finn Hawkins.
Finn Hawkins, ball rims off Reese Carlton on the rebound right to the hoop, and Reese Carlton able to score under a minute to play.
Shot. This is crazy.
Pirates down two.
Yep.
And Cal Christian's going to take the ball deep into the shot clock before they even try and put something up.
Yep.
And they will try and get it to Clark.
Yep. And this is a situation where I just saw Coach Sears put a one finger up. So he says, one shot. That means we're just going to play this out. We're not going to call a timeout. We're going to play deep.
Yeah,
that looks like a travel.
It should have been a travel.
Yep.
As LaBarcy scores.
We got 28 seconds to go. It's a four-point game.
Yeah.
And we got to shoot.
Yep.
Get it up there. Shoot the ball.
Nobody's shooting. Hawkins throws up a three. It's going to rim off. The Pirates on the rebound. Ball comes loose, picked up by Hawkins.
They have too
far
to
from
shoot.
The back. And now Tooman throws up a shot. He misses. Rebound, Cal Christian. And ball is still loose. Tooman, crazy off-balance shot. And now the Pirates lose. 57-61 after leading by 10 points at the start of the fourth quarter. Only scoring 7 points. And I tell you, fire, you know.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough, tough loss.
We lost this game. They didn't win it. We lost it, which means that we handed it to them. We stopped playing. I don't understand. We stopped doing all the things that we were doing to win the game.
Right.
We've been in this situation twice before, make it the third time, where we gave the game back to them. Unforced errors left and right, no good shots, not getting those offensive rebounds, not getting stops on defense. That's what made the difference, and we paid the price. We paid the price.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that is the season for the Vashon Pirates. Unfortunately, we will have to wait till next year to come back and see if we can do it again. But, gosh, what a disappointment. Pirates had the lead by 10 going into the fourth quarter and just can't finish the game. And so, Dale Christian will move on to regionals next weekend. Vashon's going to go home. It's like Ben Larson is going to get the Sportsmanship Award for the Pirates.
I mean, a great, 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 great season. Any way you look at it.
It just tears your heart out. This was our win. It was our game to win, and in fact, we lost the game by ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, it's those pressure games. When you start thinking about, like, this is it. We can win, and we can move forward. When you think about that, it affects your mind. It affects how you play. And I think that's what happened is, like, they were thinking, we're on the brink. We're going to win it. We got this. And then everything changed. We didn't get good shots. We started throwing the ball away. We didn't get stopped. And it made the difference. And it's so frustrating. It's almost like get all of that out of your head and just play how you've been playing in the first half and the third period. You would be fine. But that's not what happened.
Nope.
And, you know, they tried hard. They really
did. Yeah. They've had a good season.
Yep.
A lot of great players for the Pirates. And four seniors moving on to, you know, whatever they're going to do in the future. And we'll get some juniors back next year. And it'll be a new season. But I want to thank Kent Tooman for doing the voice of Vashon with me this year. It's been been a great run. We've had a lot of fun. I want to thank the boys of Vashon for putting this on the air, and Dan Schuler for keeping everything moving forward. And great job, boys of Vashon, for getting all Pirates sports on the air and doing a great community service. So
yeah, good stuff.
Yep. Thank you all very much. We'll
and thanks to John Yates for doing anything.
Oh, I've had a fun season.
Yeah,
so
likewise.
Yep. Well, with that, folks, we're gonna call it a day and call it a season. And remember, always go Pirates. Go Pirates.